I'm going to pop a cork. That's the news, according to me. Oh, boy. You know, this whole... I guess for those of us who are... You know, there are those who claim, call themselves woke, I guess. I guess that's what they call themselves. Or we just call them woke. I don't know. I don't know who thought of it. The whole woke crowd thing with all their wokeisms. Like they're somehow further above others. Some kind of other self-righteous plane than other people. Yeah. It's... I think the people who are actually conscious, there's a difference between being woke and being conscious. One is being conscious just means that you're aware of what's going on. And quite frankly, if you are one of those people who are conscious and have a conscience, the what is happening is alarming and disturbing. I'm not talking about what's going on in Ukraine. That is what I'm talking about, but not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how what is happening in Ukraine and how it's being used to manipulate people here in this country. I saw one little quick article. I've just been reading and listening to a lot of piecemeal stuff. So I've been skimming over a lot of articles and listening to a lot of short video clips of people talking, both heads of state and people just commentary, whatever happens to be. And this puts me into a, typically when I have a feeding frenzy like that, where I just go from one thing to the next and I'm listening to a lot of stuff, I end up being very, well, let's just say, it really starts to matter. And what I mean by it, the it that I'm talking about is what is in my cup. I have a thermos right now. It's my Stanley thermos. It's like the one I travel with, been traveling with lately, because I can't find my other thermos. I left it somewhere, and supposedly nobody's seen it, but I know exactly where it was. So somebody had to have picked it up and did something with it. But regardless of that, the In My Cup segment has now been preempted by my What's In My Thermos segment. What's In My Thermos is, it's a green thermos, by the way, kind of a strange green. It's like a kiwi color. The mixture, it's kind of a mixture. It's a blend. A little bit of apple cider. A little bit of, it's about 50-50 apple cider and V8 Fusion energy drink. And then the rest of it's topped off with a little bit of sweet tea. Unfortunately, I'm in Atlanta here, and there's not a whole lot of meal options here. When I stay up in Appleton, I'm up there quite often. The hotel that I stay at has a free breakfast, and it's actually quite good. I typically will have eggs and bacon and or sausage or something like that, and I also there's all kinds of bread and there's all kinds of juice and fruit, sometimes biscuits and gravy along with everything else. And toast and waffles. You have their little waffle machine. You can make your own waffles. It's really, it's quite, there's a good variety. There's bananas and apples and oranges. There's all kinds of other things there. Pretty good. Just realized I said I don't usually say I think I just said it because I've been listening to Umsakium. That's what she is. She's Umsakium. Sounds like one of those new medications that you see advertisements for all the time. Like Truglixla. It's a medicine that keeps you from having glitches. Euphomba. I don't know, I could come up with all kinds of weird ones. They should just pay me to just come up with names for their products. Coming up with all this stuff. I know of some names that I actually know of some names. I'm just not going to use them because I don't want to give them any kind of advertising because they're not going to sponsor me. They're the ones with the money. They could sponsor me. They could just pay me. They could, in fact, they could just give me $1 million a year just to shut up. And they probably would not even feel that. And I, of course, I would feel it. I'm not sure if I could shut up for a year, but I could certainly try for $1 million. I could just walk around with a smile on my face. In fact, I might just sew my lips shut for that. I could drink milkshakes through my nose or something for a year. A couple of years. 4 or 5 years. 10. The thing that's bugging me about this whole Ukrainian war thing, and I'll get into this a little bit more, but I was listening to Psaki in her press conference this afternoon. It's really quite disturbing and alarming to me. And I just feel like our country has gone down a very very bad road here. We are at a point in the country where we have inept, incompetent individuals with ridiculous ideologies. I hesitate to say this, but I'm almost glad that they are inept and incompetent. Because if they were at all competent, and if they had the ability to complete their mission, this country would be done. They are as incompetent and inept as their ideologies are stupid. The war, in fact, I even heard a commentator say this, and this is what I guess it really struck home. I had been kind of having this suspicion, this uneasy feeling about this whole thing and the way the media is treating this and the way they're really sticking up for Ukraine and, oh, Ukraine, we got to support Ukraine. And if you don't support Ukraine, you're a Russian agent. They've gone after Tucker and Tulsi because of the things that they've said. Truthful things, absolutely truthful. But they're claiming that now they're Russian agents. And in fact, there are people on the left, like Whoopi Goldberg, calling for their arrest. Keith Olbermann has said that they should be arrested by the military. They should have a military tribunal. They are enemies of the state because they disagree with our involvement in Ukraine and what's going on there. These are the people who call themselves liberals. That is not liberal at all. They are the absolute fascists. They don't even understand the meaning of the word that they are the very people that our nation was founded against, that we've always proclaimed ourselves to not be, that you have the right to freedom, your freedom of your opinion and the freedom to speak it out. And they want to silence them. They want the military to confiscate them. This is what we're seeing in Russia. War protesters in Russia are being scooped off the street. Saw a video, and I don't know whether this was real or not. It may not have been. It was supposedly down in Moscow, down in the supposedly. I don't know the buildings. I don't know the architecture that well. I don't know if it was actually there. But a lady just held up a sign. She was standing there in front of the camera, and she said, "I'm going to see how long it takes for them to take me away, or if they're going to do anything to me." She held up a sign. The police literally swooped in on her. About 4 or 5 of them lifted her up, scooted her off into a van. Basically like a bus-type van. Gone. Another woman was, now I don't know what they did with her, but they just, who cares what they did to her? I mean, in terms of, maybe they let her go 5 minutes later, I don't know, but that just the ridiculousness of that incident. Maybe they scooped her up and put her in prison, which then there's the reason to care. And the point is that they did it. Just want to make this a point I'm trying to make. I don't care. The point is that, why are they allowed to, or why are we sticking up for anybody? Anyway, it's just, these people, you don't realize who you're putting yourselves in the shoes of here. When you're calling for someone to be arrested or calling for someone to be, this kind of action to be taken by the military, scooped up and carried away or censored or whatever, you're no different than Russia at that point. No different. Keith Olbermann has long time said these people should be removed from our society. People like Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, anybody who's on the right wing, should all be eliminated from our society. Their society would be perfect if it wasn't for us. Now, at the moment, what you're seeing is this idea what's happening in Ukraine is theoretically taking away from all of the, they can blame everything on Putin, and they're getting away with this. The general population thinks that gas prices going up it's Putin's fault. Our recession, our inflation, and I guess soon to be recession, our inflation and our fuel prices and everything that's going up is all Putin's fault. Now, it amazes me. No, blame Putin. It's Putin. Putin's doing this. Putin's causing our economy to go nuts. Okay, what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, guys? Going to sit around, going to send money to Ukraine? Our economy's hurting, and you're going to take our money, send it to Ukraine. So that what? So that we can not have inflation anymore? So you got to tax us to pay for that. And we're already being, they're calling this a Putin tax. Nancy Pelosi's calling this inflation a Putin tax. He's raising our prices over there. Now, here's what nobody has bothered to ask. Is Putin really that powerful that he can change our economy? If so, why? One of the interesting things that has come out of this is that Putin has now put sanctions on individuals here, because we sanction people over there. I don't even think Putin's been sanctioned yet, the way I understand it. He hasn't even been personally sanctioned yet. Well, they've just sanctioned Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Now, why would they sanction Hunter Biden? Is there any possibility he might have some deals going on in Ukraine and Russia? You think? Not just the Ukraine. Not just Ukraine, but Russia. How can Putin sanction someone who is not involved in the country? Huh? How does that work? Obviously, there's money changing back, going back and forth here. There's investments. There's payola. And why would the president's son be involved if there's nothing, no ties to anything that Joe Biden's doing? There's no influence there. No influence. He's going to sanction him. Leader of a country is going to sanction our president's son. That's odd. What kind of position does Hunter Biden have here in this country? This is meant to have influence against Joe. Now, you notice that Putin isn't sanctioning any of the Trump household that we know of. Oh, but that's because he's one of Putin's pup. He's Putin's buddy. Yeah, he's Putin's buddy. Yeah, folks, just keep, those of you who believe that, I'm almost at the point where I just don't think there's any hope for you in terms of believing the truth. And what I'm about here today is the truth. We need to get to the truth on all this stuff. Lincoln said it very well. Let the people know the truth and the nation will be saved. And the truth is, we are being manipulated by this. This is, as I said, it's political theater, and this is a distraction. They love the fact that this is distracting, and it provides for them an excuse. Well, it's not our fault, it's Putin's fault. Well, gas prices started going up before he invaded Ukraine, but he was piling up soldiers around Ukrainian border. That's what was making our costs go up. Oh. Sure it was, yeah. Someone tried to call him out on this the other day, and Jen Psaki, actually, the other day. Jen Psaki. They tried to call her out on it, and they said, but prices started rising and haven't really gone down at all since the second week of Joe Biden's presidency, since he took office. And they have these excuses. Now, what gets me, and I don't know if you notice, again, this gets back to my ability to change what I think. I think I have an ability anyway. Maybe I'm just nuts. This ability to recognize when someone, I hear in certain people's speech as they talk, I can tell if they're reading a script or if they're being genuine. She was reading, as I was listening to her, I was like, it sounds like she's reading answers from a prepared script. And I looked at her and I watched her for a couple seconds and realized her eyes are reading. She's reading from something on the platform. I would see her look down, read, and I can see it becomes very obvious after a while what someone looks like when they're reading, and she was definitely reading from a script. I don't think that they wrote the uhs and ums in there. Maybe they do. Maybe that's why she says it so much. Maybe they just write them in there and make it sound like she's saying something. I don't know. It sounds more natural that way, maybe. I don't know. But it is absolutely not a... It doesn't work. Most people listening to her, in fact, the people who are... Maybe they're in on it, too. There's been a lot of collaboration with the media. They know what questions are coming from them a lot of times, what the subjects are that they're going to be asking, and whether or not they're approved subjects or not, whether they can allowed to ask them or not. And it's very possible that they have this stuff all selected beforehand, and she has notes and information that pertain to the subject matter that's going to be discussed. I would not be surprised at that, actually. When the president stands up there and says, I'm supposed to call on so-and-so now. Oh, well, make sure you don't call on the wrong person. I guess today, I saw a little clip of Joe today that, I don't know if this happened today or yesterday, I'm assuming it happened this morning. He's walking around like a zombie, and the Secret Service is basically ushering him around. It's like they've got their arm around his back. They're like helping him turn one direction and go a different direction, and they're getting some kind of direction from him. He's kind of moving around the room, and they're kind of telling him where to go. It looks like someone in a nursing home. There's no other way I can describe it. Come this way now, Joe. We got to go this way now. Time to go change your diaper. He was talking to someone, and as he walked by, this other person, this reporter, said, "Is Putin a war criminal?" And I believe he snapped back with an answer and said, "No." And he kept on going. Well, then someone must have said something to him, probably in his earpiece. You need to go back and correct yourself. They asked if Putin was a war criminal. And he went back as they kind of helped him. They escorted him back over there again. Secret Service was right there beside him and had there basically giving him guidance on how to get back to this person. He said, "Did I misunderstand your question? What did you say?" And he kind of pointed at her again. And, "Did you say, is Putin a war criminal?" And she said, "Yes." And then he said, "Yes, he's absolutely a war criminal." And he walked away. So he just misunderstood her, which is understandable. It's understandable that she'd be misunderstood. It's understandable. That's ironic, but it's also very ironic. There's also a lot of irony in that ironicness. This guy is, I don't think he's going to be able to hold up this pace much longer. And I know I've said this for a while. I'm quite frankly, I'm quite amazed that he's made it 3 months into this year already. I really, and I think here's the thing. I think that they really need to have him, his approval rating go up. His approval rating is dismal. And I don't think that they want him. I think they know they have to bring his approval rating back up again before the midterms. This war provides them that opportunity if they play it right. Now, they are masters. The people in the White House, the establishment, the war mongers, the war hawks in Washington are masters at playing the people with the rah-rah-re, hit them in the knee. They're really good at this whole thing of, they know that the American people can't stand atrocity. They know they can't stand seeing this kind of blatant disregard for innocent life. They're going to play on that. Oh, yes, we're going to go after them. Well, it's about time. What exactly are you going to do? Well, we're going to keep sanctioning them. Oh, that worked so far. That's working really well. Well, we're going to send another $2 billion in aid. Now, you have to understand, this is the other thing that really just continues to boil my blood. We continue to send money over there. Now, there's no accountability for this money. We've done this before in other wars. Money just starts flowing, and then it disappears. This happened in Afghanistan so much. Billions of dollars being poured into that nation. Money for schools, money for hospitals, money for all kinds of infrastructure. Gone. When some people went to find out where the funds went, where the buildings were, the money was gone. Strangely enough, the president of Afghanistan was able to fly away on a private jet with a whole bunch of money in his pocket. And I'm sure there were plenty of other people who also got away with the same thing. Because, you know, we care. The American people have been bilked for long enough. For too long. Nancy Pelosi standing in front of the nation saying that government spending doesn't cause inflation. It helps, it reduces the national debt. Well, I should try that with my house. I'm gonna do more spending. Maybe that'll decrease my debt. That works really well, doesn't it? Why don't you go try that? I'll tell you what. I'll bite the bullet. I'll take one for the team here. I won't do it. I'll let you do it and let you get out of debt by spending your way out of it. Because that always works. Apparently, the TikTok crowd that they're actually placating to, they're actually hiring. They're paying TikTok artists, the big timers, the ones with all the hits. They're paying them to make TikTok videos that promote the narrative that this is Putin's gas hike. This is Putin's inflation. Now, you know, if they're doing this, you know that it's not true. If it's this is no different than the propaganda coming from Russia. When this kind of propaganda is being pushed in the media and they're paying people to do it, they're using your tax dollars to pay people to convince you of something that's not true. To gaslight you. How wonderful. And it continues to go on and on and on. I don't know what more to say or do about this, but I do know that we need to continue to call them out on the truth. They try. People have tried. I hear people asking questions of Psaki. You can see these people as they're asking questions. Of course, they're all sitting together in the press corps room with no masks on, by the way. All right next to each other. Because, you know, COVID's over. Because there's a war. Well, got out of that one real quick. We took care of that. Look, we defeated COVID. That's the next thing. They're going to go on. I guarantee you, As soon as the campaign trail starts, which is what's happening right now, they're using this war as a campaign platform. The one thing that people will rally around is a just cause. And right now they see Ukraine as a just cause that people will rally around behind so that they play their cards right. They can make this look good for themselves, get their approval ratings up, maybe win the, you know, maybe not get slaughtered so bad in the midterms. Like I said, this isn't over. Don't think for a minute that they won't try something, because they were suggesting that Trump was going to do something prior to the election. And then also after the election, that he was going to do something to start a nuclear war. He was going to do something to start some kind of war with some other country in order to create an emergency so that they wouldn't have to have an election. Now you watch. Between what's going on with Ukraine, at the same time they're doing this other thing where they're finally starting to define a little bit what what is it called? It's a homegrown terrorist. I can't remember what the actual term is that they're using. Listening to Watch the Watchers, Robert Grevey, and watching he was talking about this and how the Homeland Security now has come out, finally started to actually define what's happening with what they're calling domestic terrorists. Domestic violence, what is it called? It's DVE, domestic violence something, groups. And they're finally, if you look at it very carefully, they're still being very vague, but it doesn't take much to read between the lines here. They're talking about Trump supporters and people on the right. Anybody who doesn't agree with the administration, period. It's amazing. Folks, I might have another show this evening. I know my bumper music started to cut in now, but I might have another show this evening. I'm going to go out and do some other things. I've already done my workout, so I'm going to get some supper and maybe come back here and do a little show this evening, possibly. Bless you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for praying for our nation. See you guys.